Let's bring on Gus Johnson. He is the Milwaukee Bucks play-by-play voice on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Gus, thank you so much for joining us. Quick question. How did the Bucks, you know, if we operate under the assumption the Raptors are going to make the shots, how do the Bucks turn this into more of a full-court game and less of a half-court game?
I'm sorry, can you rephrase that question again?
How do the Bucks?
I assume the Raptors are going to make the shot. What do you mean?
How do the Bucks turn this into a full court game as opposed to a half court game? You know, if the Raptors do make the shots, meaning that there's not going to be a ton of rebounds and stuff like that.
Well, I don't know. That's for the coaches. I think that the Bucks can play a half court game. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
They played. You know, they're good in transition. Giannis is great in transition. But I think at the same time, they can play a half-court game if need be. We saw that in game one.
Mm-hmm.
Saw that in game three. So I think more than anything, it's confidence for this team right now. They're taking on a veteran squad that's been in playoff wars, that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, that have two All-Stars on their team. And Serge Ibaka, he could be considered an All-Star as well, or he may be an All-Star. I'm not thinking about it right now, but they're young. You know, they start two rookies, Thon Maker and Malcolm Brogdon, and Giannis is 22. So these are part of the growing pains that take place when you're trying to learn how to win.
Gus,
and
what
I think that – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, it's just, Gus, so what do you think, and obviously there has been, you know, kind of a change in the confidence level there. What do you think has happened since that blowout in Game 3 when the Bucks looked like they could beat anybody and what happened in Game 4 and Game 5? What changed there?
Expectations. You know, you come out and you beat Toronto the way they beat Toronto in Game 1 and Game 3, especially Game 3. Now you're expected to win. And the big question is, how are you going to deal with prosperity? And they didn't do a good job of that in the last two games, especially that game three. That game three, they win that game. You know, we're coming back from game six, and the Bucks are thinking that they can put this thing away. Or game four. So, the expectations have changed. The pressure has increased dramatically for this team. They're learning who their leaders are, who they can count on. Well, we know who that is for Toronto. It's DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, and Serge Ibaka. But then you get a kid like Norman Powell that can come in and play freely because he's got veteran guys around him that say, hey, man, just go do you. And I think Norman has really changed the complexion of the series defensively on Chris Middleton, because Norman is so athletic and he can stay with him. He can jump with him. I think those are some of the adjustments that Jason's going to have to make, and he's got to have guys to step up.
How much of what Norman was able to do to Chris Middleton in Game 5 – I mean, how much of that was Norma, but how much of it was also the fact that Chris was a little under the weather? Not to make excuses for him, but, you know, we're led to believe that he was. He was scuffling, to say the least, going into that game. And if you're Jason Kidd, how do you go about freeing Chris Middleton?
Well, I don't think his sickness had anything to do with how well Norman guarded him.
Mm-hmm.
Because Norman D'd him up the game before as well in Milwaukee. In terms of technical stuff, I don't really know the answers to that, man, because I'm not a coach. And I don't know what Jason needs to do to free Chris up. You know, we're not really privy to that kind of information. But I think that, in my humble opinion, it's got to be energy. It's got to be intent. I'm going to dominate this guy today, regardless of how young and athletic he is. I'm going to figure it out. I got to hit shots. You know, I remember Isaiah Thomas told me one time, we were talking at the bar, and he said to me, you know, you don't have to miss. I was like, what do you mean you don't have to miss? He said, well, if you make the decision not to miss, you're not going to make it. So, I mean, I don't know. These are pro players, man. They're the best in the world. Chris Middleton, I think, has to make a decision not to miss.
So who steps – who is it that steps up? You said somebody's got to step up for the Bucks. You know, they did look rattled. Who is it that steps up and says, "Okay, I'm the guy. You know, I am going to take charge here." Not just in the sense, Antetokounmpo's had a really good game in that last game, or at least from a scoring point of view, had a really good game. But somebody, you know, who's going to play the Kyle Lowry on the Bucks and settle things down in this game?
See, I think the Bucks' problem is defense. I mean, I know they've gone through scoring droughts, but I mean, it's pretty obvious when you look at the stats that when Toronto hits threes, they win.
Mm-hmm.
When they don't, they don't. And we've been dealing with this all season with this team, with this Bucks team, and they can't consistently defend the three-point shot. And I don't understand at this point why they're unable to know where they're supposed to be, even when the ball rotates. I think that's the problem. I mean, that game two, you guys hit 14 threes. I don't remember how many you hit the other day, but you were just draining them.
Mm-hmm.
And just momentum killers for Milwaukee. So I think they have to just be more disciplined on their defense, their defensive rotations. Guys got to know where they need to be. Guy, you know, when Patrick Patterson comes in the game, or P.J. Tucker comes in the game, or even DeMar Carroll, you know he's going to shoot. They're going to shoot threes. You got to be up on those guys, at least contesting it. And then Ibaka, he's stepping out and knocking down big jump shots. I mean, it's funny because you don't really see Lowry and DeRozan hitting a lot of deep J's.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody else. And I think, you know, Dwayne Casey has done a masterful coaching job in this series, especially over the last two games, putting Norman in there, making Chris have to work harder, sicker, not being sick. Doesn't matter. It's not even, like you said, it's not even an excuse. It's the playoffs. You gotta win the game. So I think that's what the Bucks need to do more than anything.
Gus, you kept hearing from few people around the league, you know, that, well, once the playoffs start, things are going to revert back a little. It's not just going to be all perimeter three-point shooting. We're going to see a little more of the, you know, kind of the older, I'm going to call it older school basketball, bad term, I know, but I'm going to use it. And yet it still seems as if, you know, obviously the three-point shot is the biggest part of the game. Are you surprised that we haven't necessarily seen the basketball kind of go back to that old school style in the playoffs?
I don't know. It just seems like everything has changed. You
mm-hmm.
know, I think Mike D'Antoni was the architect of all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I see him, I kid him. I said, "Man, you started this stuff, shooting all these crazy shots from everywhere, and 5 seconds off the shot clock, getting a good shot, and then, you know, Golden State's doing what they're doing." And it's funny because Steve Kerr was Mike D'Antoni's boss in Phoenix. Said he didn't like that style. Gave him Shaq. Left. And all of a sudden, he gets Golden State. And he's running the same kind of stuff, just his variation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and I think the league likes this brand of basketball. I mean, everybody loves this brand of basketball. It's exciting. But if you notice, in our series, these officials have been letting these guys go to war.
Yeah, they have.
It's beautiful to watch. I mean, it reminds me of the NCAA championship game,
mm-hmm.
which was the most awfully – I just hated it. I mean, it's just the officials dominated the game and took over the game and caused almost 50 fouls.
Mm-hmm.
It just ruined the tempo and the energy of the game. Well, you're not – at least in our series, you know, you're not seeing all these ticky-tack dumb fouls. So I think that's an old-school mentality. You know, you see, you're watching Valanciunas and Monroe go at it.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching Ibaka slam the ball to the court, push Giannis. I love it. It's physical. It's rugged. It's cerebral. It's a great series, and I fully expect this Bucks team to come out in this Game 6 and win this game. and force a game seven.
So you think it's coming back to Toronto, Gus?
I think it's coming back to Toronto. I don't think there's, in my mind, in my heart, there's no doubt we're going back to Toronto on Friday for the game on Saturday.
What for you, Gus, will be the sign early that you're going to be right? You know, what when if we're talking, I don't know, 8 minutes into the game, 10 minutes into the game, what would be the thing that would suggest to you, okay, yeah, we are going back to game seven?
If they're scrambling on defense, I mean, if they're just naturally trying to get the butter from the duck, like mm-hmm. they did in that game, game three. Remember how the Bucks were just scrambling on defense? Everybody was locked and loaded. Everybody knew where they were supposed to be. And I think a lot of times, and it's weird to say this, it has a lot to do with Thon Maker. Defensively, he just makes this better team when he's locked and loaded, you know, on both ends of the floor as well. You know, because he can, you know, step out just like Serge and hit a shot. So I think if you see the Bucks scrambling on D, I mean, and you could just, you'll see it in their faces. You'll hear it in the sound if those sneakers are squeaking and you hear these guys communicating on defense. And that's another thing that the Bucks don't do well, which is, I think, a leadership thing. You don't, the coaches say they don't communicate on defense. So I think if you see that, that'll be a telltale sign.